sometimes pains in it, knots in our stomach. Our blood sugar is affected by it. Our blood sugar drops. We're more irritable. We don't feel the vitality. There's a lot of repercussions from having arrhythmia. It's wise to have a rhythm. Find the rhythm that works for you. Whatever that rhythm is, it's wise to have a rhythm, because you will definitely live longer if you have a consistent rhythm. A lot of problems in the digestive tract, diverticulosis and even colon cancer and things, are a result of constant cramps, bloat, and distension, compressing the walls, cutting the blood supply off the walls, and causing these cells to go back and revert back into a cancer state. So if we have moderate rhythm consistency, we tend to make the bowel system work more efficiently. And if we drink plenty of water, which is essential, we have the fluid systems working. This enhances our physiology and our lifestyle. And the next thing on the dietary or digestive system is making sure that we actually exercise our abdomen. Boogies used to sit there and actually massage their abdomen from the outside. But massaging it, just like we massage the back, since it's a muscle, enhances the physiology, and it helps you absorb and it helps you eliminate. And as you know, if we accumulate toxic materials in our body, we tend to age. And if we allow this thing to work in more smoothness, we end up living longer in this process. In addition to that, we also have an endocrine system. An endocrine system is when it deals with our hormones and our emotions. And anytime our emotions are highly volatile, our endocrine system is off. And our hormone, particularly growth hormone, is affected by it. If all of a sudden we have extreme mania and then extreme depression, and we get another mania and then another depression, our growth hormone and our hormones get all out of whack. If all of a sudden we can equilibrate our minds, and in other words, what I do, I developed a kind of a process that when something happens that you think is challenging to your values, you look again and ask, how does it serve? Because the master is not one who lets the outer world determine their fate. It's they determine their perception and change their perception. It's not what happens to you, it's how you perceive it. So the master is the one that says, all right, here's something that challenges my values. I may not like that. It may be actually great to somebody else, but it may not be something I like. But how does it serve me, and how can I use it to my advantage? Because no matter what happens to you, if you can link whatever that is to something that's inspiring to you, you can take anything that goes on in your life and use it to fuel. But if you accumulate year after year things that you're not inspired by, then it becomes baggage that you accumulate in your life, and it weighs you down. So what you want to do is to take throughout your day, anytime something happens that challenges you, you want to ask, how does it serve me? How does it serve my highest value, the cause that I'm dedicated to? What is it to help me live longer? And find out how it's linked. Everything is linkable by the human mind. If we take the time to do it, we take the stress down. If we don't, we let it run our lives, and we disempower ourselves and our potential to live full potential. At the same time, we can get sidetracked by emotions of elation. How many of you got excited by something, and you thought it had all these benefits to it, and then all of a sudden you got there and you found out it wasn't what you thought? How many of you had a few of those? Those manic excitement, infatuations can also lead to depressions. And those volatilities, without a doubt, have been impacting the longevity of an individual. Just like in a stock market, you have different companies that have small capitalization, they're highly volatile, and you have others that have large capitalization and they're very stable. Well, the same thing in a human being. Those you can bet on a higher probability of lasting long, these have a very short life. So anytime we have high volatility in our emotions, we shorten our life. And we tend to revert back to a stressful response in our physiology. It goes back and we oxidize the body, we break down the body, we adhese the body, and we're not inspired by life. But if we can link no matter what happens to us to something that inspires us by asking the question, how is it helping me get what I want in life, then that becomes fuel instead of baggage. And we then accumulate vitality instead of the baggage that holds us back. If we go through and take these highs down a little bit and set realistic expectations on life, and then we also take these depressions and bring them up and equilibrate them and moderate them, we enhances our longevity, unquestionably. Now, my wife says, shut up. No, she's saying I got 5 minutes. Am I speaking too slow? I get kind of rimmed up here. You know, one of the things that I may have mentioned, you know, it's so important in life to do what you love, to do what it is that you're inspired by. I mean, think about this. We're a group of people who actually got inspired, I'll bet, at least I did, and I know my wife did, got inspired by a vision, a pioneering vision. How many of you can understand that, got inspired by a pioneering vision? That is one of the most magnificent things that any human being can participate in. Something that's out on the cutting edge, something that is inspiring that's never been done before, and participate it, because it awakens inside vision, opportunity, and in a sense, a purpose for life. When I think about this, the opportunity to be on the ship here, to be on the world, I've said for about 15 years, I've said an affirmation. And one of the affirmations that I said was, the world, the universe is my playground, the world is my home, and every country is another room in the house. And I've been saying that for 15 years. When I saw and found out about the world, I went, oh my God, what I said now has manifested. And that leads me to another thing about the mind. I have a very powerful formula that I've used since I met Paul Bragg. And it's basically, I call it a manifestation formula, how to manifest things and create things in your life. And one of the things is, your innermost dominant thought determines your outermost tangible reality. Whatever you think about, you tend to bring about. You've heard this before in many, many seminars or many different speakers probably or in whatever form. But it's true. If we look back in our lives, where we are is a result of our thinking. And one of the greatest gifts we have is the ability to alter our thinking. William James said that you can alter your life by altering the perceptions and attitudes and thinkings of the mind. If we stop and think, what is I would love to do at age 100? They've shown that people can live to at least 114 years old and maybe longer, at least 114. We don't know the maximum. It could be to 150 or more. But we know that for sure it's been authenticated at least 114 years old. What are we going to do at 100 and 114? Now, some people say, I don't want to live that long. Let me tell you a little brief story.